For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.
Tonight's shiur, first of all, is dedicated to Ila Nishmas Chaya Fega Bas Rabbi Yonah and Avraham Ben Rabbi Yonah
HaKohen,
and for Refuah Shleima
for Moshe Dov,
Ben Sheva Shula. This week's parasha is Akev. Akev is always read after Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Between Chamisha Asa Ba'av and Rosh Hashanah, which is the last period of the year, last Kufa, the 45 days from Chamisha Asa Ba'av till Rosh Hashanah, actually hinted in this week's parasha where the pasuk says, "Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyel Me'imach." Ma is Mem Hei. Mem Hei is 45. Hashem asks of you these last 45 days of the year, that these last 45 days should make a difference. Ki'im liyireh Hashem Elokecha. This is the time known as tshuva, awakening, returning. And Akev also has that meaning. V'hu yagud Akev, where it says by God, God gedud yigudenu, v'hu yagud Akev. Rashi translates it means that the B'nai God who went to battle and kept to their word and helped the Jews conquer and divide Eretz Yisrael, returned on their footsteps. For who are good, okay. They returned to their source. In other words, they went back to where they wanted to be. They wanted to be on the other side of the Yarden. In other words, so Akev has the connotation. Akev also means returning to our roots. V'hoya Akev Tishmon. The Pasuk is promising us that everyone is going to come back. V'hoya Akev at the end. Akev is the end. Akev is the heel, the bottom. V'hoya Akev Tishma, the end will be that everyone will listen. The end will be that everyone will come to their tikkun. Levilti yidach mimenu nidach, as the pasuk says, that there will be no lost Jew. Everyone will return. The word Akev has actually many, many meanings, like every word in Torah. And we'll try to concentrate on at least one or some, whatever time we have here, and connect it to the time that we're in. And that is preparation for Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which really starts, as we said, Chamisha Asa Ba'av. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is b'gematria k'siv v'achsim etayva, as the Svarim tell us, because it's from then already that we're being written and inscribed in the Book of Life. Chamisha Asa Ba'av is associated with life, in contrast with Tisha B'av, which is a day associated with death. Tisha B'av, which is the day of forgetfulness, of shikcha, shikach Hashem moyed v'shabbos, Hashem forgot. Kaviyachal is if Hashem forgot us, so we cry out the last pasuk in Eicha, Lama Lanetzach, Tishkachenu, Tishkach. During these 7 weeks of Nechama, we're trying very hard that Hashem should never forget us. Seven times Nachamu is b'gematria Tishkach. We're going to be Mevatel, we get rid of the Tishkach, Lama Lanetzach, Tishkachenu, during these 7 weeks of Nechama. And last week was just the first Nechama. This is the second Nechama. And it gets stronger each week as we get closer to Rosh Hashanah, which is called Yom HaZikaron, the day of remembrance, when Hashem remembers us. And when we hear the Shofar, which the Shofar, of course, has the power to unite, Tekabe Shofar Godel L'chei Ruseinu V'soneis L'kabeitz Goluyo Seinu, the purpose of the Shofar is to be Mekabeitz, to gather. You talk about Shofar Godel Bo Ha'ivdim Be'eretz Ashur Ve'Hanidochem Be'eretz Mitzrayim. Tisha B'Av was a day of dispersion. We were scattered and dispersed throughout the world as a result of what happened on Tisha B'Av. Golus is Pizur. Geula is Kibbutz, Kabetz. The Shofar is Mekabetz. Mekabetz Nidchei Amo Yisrael. Shofar is B'Gematria Yerushalayim. And that's where we're headed. We are now headed to Yerushalayim. On Tisha B'Av, we had to leave Yerushalayim. On Tisha B'Av, Yerushalayim was plowed, as the Mishnah says, Nechrasha Ha'ir, Tzion Sodeh Techoresh. And on Rosh Hashanah, during these 7 weeks, we are returning to Yerushalayim, especially starting Chamisha Asavav, where the Mishnah says that that was the day when Benois Yerushalayim, Benois Tzion, Yoytzais V'choylois B'krom, and we are Benois Yerushalayim again. On Tisha B'Av, we were like an almana, Badad, Ha'ir Abasi Am, but starting Chamisha Asavav, we're returning to Yerushalayim. In fact, that's one of the reasons why Chamisha Asavav is a Yom Tov, is because Hoshea ben Elah, who was the last of the Malchei Yisrael, the Gemara says, got rid of the guards that Yeravim ben Nevat set up to prevent Klal Yisrael from returning to Yerushalayim. Hoshea got rid of them, and then we were able to go back to Yerushalayim again, because Chamisha Asav Ba'av is associated with Yerushalayim. Now, Yerushalayim is the city of fear. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. We go to Yerushalayim when we have Yira. Yerushalayim instills in us Yira. We'll see in next week's parasha, Laman Tilmad Li Yira Es Hashem Aleikecha. We bring Ma'aser Sheni to Yerushalayim. When one enters Yerushalayim, one is enveloped with the fear, the awe of the greatness of Hashem. Because that's Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is Yerushalayim. What brings us to Yira, though, as the Ramban writes in his famous Igeres, Geres Ramban, is Anova. And Ramban quotes the Pasuk in Mishle, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. The word Ekev is mentioned again. Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem. Sort of the reward of humility is fearing Hashem. Humility leads to Yira. A person who's not humble, a person who's arrogant, he's not afraid. I'm not afraid of anyone. I can do what I want. Like, how dare you tell me what to do? Anova is what leads to Yira. The Hoya Ekev Tishmon. Every person, no matter what he does, is never, and of course we have to be proud of what we do, it's true, we have to have self-esteem, but a person has to always realize, no matter what you did, compared to what you owe Hashem, you really didn't do much. A person has to know that he has to feel that he's an Akev, but there's still a lot more to do. We find this by the Akedah, which we read on Rosh Hashanah, that by the Akedah it says, after it all was over, says the Pasuk. The Pasuk uses the word Ekev. That Avraham Avinu, despite what he had just accomplished, which no human being in history was ever able to do a thing like that, at least not until then for sure, yet Ekev, Avraham Avinu was still an Ekev, he still considers himself an Ekev, he's just a heel. He's still on the bottom of the ladder. He has so much more to go. Avraham Avinu didn't let it get to his head that he was so great now. In fact, it says he returns, Vayashav Avraham el Na'ora, Vayakumu Vayelchu Yachdo. They're walking together. He's walking together with Yishmael and Eliezer as if he's one of the boys. And he had just performed the greatest act of Mesiras Nefesh humanly possible. Ekev is what leads to Yira. That's why Yerushalayim is designated as the spot. Yerushalayim is designated as the Makom HaMikdash by the Akedah. When Avraham Avinu reaches this high level of Bittul, that's when Avraham Avinu says, this should be the future place where Karbonis should be brought. Vayikra Avraham Shem HaMakom HaHu Hashem Yireh Asher Yeomer Behar Hashem Yeroeh, which is why it's called Yireh, together with Sholem, Malki Tzedek Melech Sholem, giving you the word Yerushalayim. And during these weeks, we are now leaving the mode, the morning mode, the 3 weeks, the 9 days, Tisha B'Av, especially after Chamisha Asar B'Av, and preparing for Rosh Hashanah, where on Rosh Hashanah, we're returning to Yerushalayim, we're returning to our roots. The whole purpose of the Shofar returns us to our roots. The Yovel, the whole idea of Yovel, which is the Jubilee year, the 50th year, or in this case, the 50th day, because there are 50 days after Tisha B'Av toward Rosh Hashanah, is that we return to our roots, we return to our source, for who Yogud Okev. And that's why in this parasha we find the Torah stresses to us what gaiva, what arrogance can lead to. V'rom levavecha, says the Pasuk here in this week's parasha. Hashem gives you everything, and then Hishomer lecha pen tishkach. Be very careful not to forget Hashem. And that will happen if chas v'shalom, v'rom levavecha. If a person is haughty, a person feels this pride and arrogance, what's going to happen, says the Pasuk, v'shachachto es Hashem aloikecha hamotzi acho me'eretz Mitzrayim. You will forget Hashem who took you out of Mitzrayim. Hamoylichecha b'amidbar ha'gadol v'hanoyra nochosh sorof ve'akrov. You're going to have to deal with the snakes and the serpents and the scorpions. The whole golus, which the Medrash says that in this pasuk is merumas all the goliyos, nochosh, sorof, akrov, and simoin are the four goliyos. It all is the result of the ram levavecha. As mentioned many times, the gaiva, the yeshus, the arrogance, that has to be eradicated. That's the real avodah zarah. And if that's not eradicated, which all midos, all rois, all negative character are rooted in gaiva, and that causes a person to forget, and that causes a person to be very far from Yerushalayim. You cannot enter Yerushalayim if you are not humble. And that's what happened to Yeravim ben Nevat. Yeravim ben Nevat, who was a scholar like there wasn't any like, that he was the greatest of Talmidei Chacham, as the Gemara tells us. And Hashem even told him that if he does tshuva, he will walk together with David and him in Gan Eden. And Yeravim's question was, and who will be walking first? And he said, David. And Yeravim says, I'm not interested. Can you imagine? Well, and because of Yeravim ben Nevat's arrogance, as the Gemara says, as the Psukim tell us in Malachim, he put up the idols in the north and the south of Eretz Yisrael so that the Jews shouldn't go, because he was afraid they're going to go and they're going to see that Rechavam is sitting, because Ein Yeshiva Bo Azor El L'Malchei Beis David Bilvad, only a Melech Beis David is allowed to sit in the Azorah, and he was not. So Jews are going to see him standing. It's interesting that he was willing to, that he kept. He's going to stand. He's not going to sit. He's an idol worshiper, but yet he won't sit in the Beis Hamikdash. It's interesting, you know, Avodah Zarah was a tremendous Yetzirah at that time, but otherwise they were Erlich Yidin in every respect. He was certainly a Shai Meshabbos and a Talmud Chacham, but he was an idol worshiper. And the Gaiva, which did not allow him, he couldn't rest knowing that there might be among Jews that are going to have more respect for Rechavam because they're going to see him sitting and him standing. Because of that, he decreed that no one should go to Yerushalayim. He prevented Klal Yisrael from coming to Yerushalayim. It was the gaiva, and of course, this hints to us that gaiva does prevent us from going to Yerushalayim. Because if there's gaiva, if there's no anava, there's no yira, and if there's no yira, you cannot enter Yerushalayim, which is Yerushalayim. So the way to get to Yerushalayim is to eradicate the v'ram levavecha, which leads to v'shachachta, which causes golus, the nachash sarav v'akra v'tzimoin. Yerushalayim, of course, is the place where the Nachash and the Akrav do not harm, as the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos. Lo'hizik Nachash ve'Akrav v'Yerushalayim me'olam. But if one is guilty of v'ram levavecha and v'shachachta, then his place is the Midbar HaGadol v'Hanoyra Nachash Sarav ve'Akrav, meaning he does not enter Yerushalayim. And now that it's after Tisha B'Av, which the cause of Tisha B'Av was the v'ram levavecha v'shachachta, now we have to remember Hashem. We forgot him. Now it's time to remember him. And the way to remember him is to humble ourselves. Va'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha Sho'el Me'imach. Hashem asks of you to be Ma. Ma means Ma. Ma'ani. What am I? V'nachnu Ma. We find that the Gemara says that Moshe and Aaron were the greatest in humility because they said, V'nachnu Ma. What are we? We are nothing. Even David HaMelech didn't. David said, I am a worm. Avram said, I am dust and ashes. That's still something. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, V'nachnu Ma. Ba'ata Yisrael, Ma Hashem Elokecha. Ma, which as we said before is 45, in these 45 days, from Chamisha Asa Ba'av till Rosh Hashanah, the Avodah of a Yid, what a Jew has to work on is humility. Ma. And humility, as the Ramban says, Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem, that's what leads to Yira. Ki im li Yira. Ma Hashem Elokecha Shoyal Me'imach, Ki im li Yira. The way to get to Yira is Ma Hashem Elokecha, is to have this level of humility, of Ma, Ekev Anava Yiras Hashem, and that brings us to Yerushalayim. And as the girls, the Benois Yerushalayim, told the Bochurim on Chamisha Asavav and on Yom Kippur, Sheker Hachein Vehevel Hayoifi, as the Mishnah says in Tainus, Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tisalo. The stress is Yiras Hashem. And that's why the Parsha of Yira is in Parsha's Ekev. Those who say the Parsha of Yira after davening, there are those who say it every day. It's a good habit to get used to. That those psukim of the parsha of the Yira are here from Chamishi, basically from Chamishi till Shishi is the parshas Hayira and parshas Ekev, and the parshas Hayira belongs in Ekev because through Ekev, through Anava, one develops, one reaches the level of Yira. Akev also has other meanings. Akev is the heel. Akev is the bottom of the foot, the bottom of the body, the end. The end of time. We are now in the end of time, in Ikvus of the Mashiach. The Akev is dead. The Ovis de Rabbi Nosson says that every person has what's called the Malach HaMavis Sheba Adam. In the body, you have everything. And in the body, there's also a Malach HaMavis. Where's the Malach HaMavis in the body, says the Ovis de Rabbi Nosson? The heel. Because the heel is dead. It's dead skin. The nerves are not... There must be nerves there, but they're not working, obviously. And that's why we're able to walk, and it doesn't hurt normally. And we walk, and we don't have to worry about the bleeding. If you'd walk on your hands, obviously, the hands were not made for walking, maybe in the circus, but normally the hands are not made for walking. The feet, the Akev is very tough. It's dead, it's tough, but because of that, we're able to stand. And before Svarim tell us, that's our generation. Our generation, compared to the previous generation, it's like a dead generation. We don't have the hergation, the feelings that they had in previous generations. But on the other hand, we're a very tough generation. We have to be. In order to deal with all the difficulties and trials and tribulations of this generation, all the challenges, we have to be very, very tough. So we are the Akev. V'hoya Akev Tishmon, the Svarim said, V'hoya is a Lashon Simcha. It is a great simcha knowing that in Akev, in the time of Akev, there will be some Jews that will obey. There will be some Jews that will do what the Torah commands them to do. Akev also means schar, the schar that comes at the end. V'hoya Akev Tishmon, the reward that comes after Ikvus the Mashiach, Yemais HaMashiach and Olam Haba. David HaMelech says in Tehillim, Hayreini Hashem derech hukecho ve'etzoreno Akev. Or he says, Notisi libi lasos hukecho lo'oilam Akev. What's this Akev? So Unkos there translates Akev meaning complete, till the end, till the Akev, from the top to the bottom. When you do mitzvahs, you go all the way till the end. Don't stop in the middle. Certainly don't stop when you're almost finished. Because a mitzvah is only, the one who performs a mitzvah, the only one who gets the credit for it is the one who finishes it. As Rashi tells us here on the pasuk, Kol ha-mitzvah asher anochi mitzavecha hayom, ein ha-mitzvah nikras ela al shem goymera. That's why the one who got credit for burying Yosef and Shechem was not Moshe Rabbeinu, even though he was the one that was so involved. The pasuk says, V'yas atzmais Yosef asher he'elu b'nei Yisrael mitzrayim kavru b'shechem. Since when did the b'nei Yisrael take the bones of Yosef out of Mitzrayim? But since they completed it, they finished the job, they buried Yosef and Shechem, they get the credit for it, even though Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who actually took him out. And that's our generation. We're going to get the credit for finishing the job, for bringing the Geula. Ein ha-mitzvah nekras, ela al-shem goymera. And we have to know that we shouldn't give up, even though it's the end of the year, and the Akev is a time, the Akev of the year, which is now, the last few weeks of the year, is always when the Yetzer Hara gets very strong, and basically he tries to instill in everyone that you know, the year's over already. You know, you'll be better next year. You know, Rosh Hashanah time is time to wake up. Now is not the end of the year, but it's summertime. You know, it's time to have a good time. Later at the end, rather at the beginning. This is now the end. Like, you know, children in class in June already, they can't sit in their seat, and it's the end of the term. You know, they'll be better the next year. But that's why the pasuk says concerning the Yetzer Hara, "Hu yeshuv charoish ve'ata teshufenu akev." That Hashem says to the Nachash, which is also symbolic of the Satan, that he, meaning Adam, man, will step on your head. But if you want to get him, you'll have to get him by the heel. You'll bite him in his foot because the snake doesn't have legs. So the snake slithers on the ground and he bites whoever he wants to bite. He bites them in their heel. Hu yeshuv charoish ve'ata teshufenu akev. So tell us the Svarim that at the beginning of the year, we have the power to overpower the Yetzer Hara. But at the end of the year, that's when the Yetzer Hara has more power. Ve'ata teshufenu akev. And that's why in the time of Akev, in the Akev of the year, when the Yetzer Hara gets very strong, because he knows that the way it ends, hakol hoylech achrei hachitim, everything goes by the way it ends. That's why at the end of the year, we have slichos, and we have all the different hesoiris and these parashiyos, so that we shouldn't be affected by this Akev, this concept that it's the end, who cares, we'll start next year. But we have to know that the Akev is very important, how we end off the year, that's how the next year is going to start. Especially the year we're in now, which this year, as we mentioned many times, is a special year of Tavshin Samaches. with all the great events that occurred this year, and as the year is coming to a close now, we're getting ready now for Motzoi Shvius, with Motzoi Shvius Ben David Ba, Tavshin Samach Tes, as we said, is Teheshna Simen Toiv. The coming year should be a year of only good, the year of Birchas Hachama, the year of Eliyahu HaNavi, Eliyahu HaTishbi. Eliyahu HaTishbi is Begematria, Tavshin Samach Tes. Vo'eso Eschem Al Kanfei Nesharim, Vo'eso Eschem is Begematria, Tavshin Samach Tes. This is the time to prepare for the new year, but at the same time, to make sure that the year ends properly. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. Ekev denotes bittul. Bittul meaning that we're not doing it because we're using our logic. No one thinks with their heel, at least most people don't. You think with your head. Yet the Torah doesn't say here you're observing mitzvahs with your head, it says you're observing mitzvahs with your heel. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. In a time like now, when perhaps the level of wisdom in Torah is not like it was years ago, we don't have the same heads that we had years ago now. We are a generation of Ekev. Nevertheless, we are doing the will of Hashem. V'hoya Ekev Tishmon. But we find in a different parasha that Ekev also could mean wisdom. And that is, in Parashas Toldos, when Esav cries out to Yitzchak that Yaakov stole the brachas from him, the words that he uses, he says to Yitzchak, Vayakveni ze pa'amayim. Now, Unkelus says v'chakmani. There are two versions over there of what is the proper way to read the Unkelus. Some say v'chamani, which means that he trapped me, he tricked me. Eka means the trick. Yaakov, in other words, he's saying, you called him Yaakov because he was able to trick me. But the Unkelus, the way Rashi quotes it, is chakmani. He used tremendous wisdom, shrewd. In other words, he used chachma to be able to take away the bracha from Esav. V'yodoy ochezes ba'akev Esav. Esav's power is in the Ekev. The power of the Satan is in the Ekev, in Ikvus of the Mashiach. And we see today clearly that the Satan has been unleashed. The Yetzirah is unleashed now. He's trying everything to try to distract us from going forward. The most distractions that probably any generation had to deal with is this generation. Because the Satan has been unleashed. This is Ekev. This is when the Satan has power. More than any other time, more than any other generation. That's why Yaakov was holding on to the heel of Esav. Yodoy Echez is Ba'akev Esav. He's trying to get the Ekev. So at least later on in history, his children will be able to deal with Esav in the time of Ekev. So Esav says about Yaakov, Ayakveni Zepa'amayim. He tricked me twice. Uncle says, V'chakmani. Yes, you have to use Chachma in order to trick Esav. You have to know how to use Chachma to deal with the Yetzirah of the time of Ikvus of the Mashiach. You have to be very shrewd. You have to know exactly how to deal with the Yetzirah in this time, because the Yetzirah at this time is extremely powerful. So Ekev means heel. Ekev is the part of the body that has no feeling. It's dead, but at the same time, Ekev is connected to Chachma. Because real Chachma is bittul. Chachma doesn't really mean intelligence, the way the world translates Chachma. What does Chachma really mean? This week's Pirkei Avos. Ezehu Chacham Haloimed Mikol Adam. A person who is so humble that he learns from anyone. That's a true Chacham. It's not the IQ that counts. It's not his memory. It's not the depth of his mind that makes him into a Chacham. What considers him a Chacham, Chachma is Koyach Ma, as the Svarim tell us. The Koyach, the power of Ma. The Atta Yisrael Ma Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'imach. Ma, which is Bittul, that's true Chachma. So it's not a contradiction that Ekev, which is a word that one would not associate with wisdom at all, and yet in Parshas told us, Vayakveni zeh pa'amayim is v'chakmani zeh pa'amayim. Because yes, true Chachma is Ekev, true Chachma is Bittul, which is the level that Avraham Avinu reached by the Akedah. Ekev asher shamata b'koili. And that's why on Rosh Hashanah, after the 50 days, after we go through, or the 45 days, from Chamisha Asa Ba'av, where during these weeks we humble ourselves, we work on Bittul, we work on Anava, we work on Yira, we come to Rosh Hashanah, we hear the Shofar, which of course the Shofar has the power to humble us, as the Pasuk says, Hayitaka Shofar Ba'ir V'ha'am Lo Yecheradu, when we find by Matan Torah, which Rosh Hashanah, one of the reasons we blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah is to remember Matan Torah, and there are many, many correlations, many parallels between Rosh Hashanah and Matan Torah. by Matan Torah, they heard the Vayecharad Kol Ha'om, the Kol Shofar Chazok Me'oy. That was the first time that the Shofar was ever sounded. It was by Matan Torah. And it was there that Vayichan Sham Yisrael Neged Ha'or was there, that all the Jews united. It was there that Kalal Yisrael reached that high level of total bittul, of total submission to Hashem, total yira. As the Pasuk says, Lama Nasoy Seschem, Levilti Techetou, that you should develop the feeling of yira, of fear, so that you'll never sin again. This is what Moshe Rabbeinu was trying to convince Klal Yisrael, that they should wait it out and they should listen to the rest of the Aseres HaDibrois. Ubavur Tihye Yirosoy Al Penechem Levilti Techetou. Matan Torah instilled yira into Klal Yisrael. It was the Yom Tov of fear, in contrast with Pesach, which is the Yom Tov of love. And the same is with Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, they're called the Yomim Noiroim. We call them the days of awe, the days of fear. Because those are the days that we are afraid. You know, we don't say Hallel, Sifrei Chaim v'Sifrei Meisim, Psuchim l'Fadav, as the Gemara says, how could you say Hallel? And that feeling of Yira is supposed to start now in Chodesh Av, Mazel Aryeh. Aryeh is the same letters as Yira. Especially the second half of the month, beginning with Chamisha Asa Ba'av, when we hear the Mishnah telling us, Sheker HaChein V'Hevel HaYoyf V'Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tisalo. Now is the time to begin working on that. And that's why we read the Akedah story on Rosh Hashanah. The Akedah story, which is the greatest level of Bithel that a person can reach, where a person totally gives himself over and is willing even to give his own child over to Hashem. And doing an act which is totally illogical, defies logic. It's an act of Akev. No one could explain that logically. It's not an act that required intelligence, because intelligence says, don't do it. If Avraham Avinu would have been using his mind during the time that he was going to the Akedah, he would have immediately turned around and gone home. No logical explanation can be given to Avraham Avinu taking Yitzchak to the Akedah. So what was required for Avraham Avinu during the time that he was going to the Akedah was that he had to literally black out of his mind any thoughts. And all he could think about was one thing, and that is, I'm going to do the Ratzon Hashem. It doesn't make any sense, it really doesn't. And don't start asking any questions, because if you do, you'll never finish, and you won't do it. So Avraham Avinu had to totally black his mind out, and all he did was an act of Akev, which Akev has no feeling, there's no intelligence in Akev. But serving Hashem with Akev means serving Hashem with total bittul, and not thinking, and doing what the Ratzon Hashem is at that time. That's what Avraham Avinu does, and that's what we read on Rosh Hashanah. We read the Akedah story because that's the level that all of us should be. We should be at least somehow connected to that Madrega that Avraham Avinu was by the Akedah. When we stand before Hashem on Rosh Hashanah, after going through the 45 days of Ma Hashem Alekecha Shoyel Me'imach, and after we have eradicated the Viram Levavecha, which led to the Veshachachta, we find ourselves in the Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, which is the Yom HaZikaron. And this we also see in the Vahoya Im Shemaya, which is in this week's parasha. This week has in it the second parasha of Kriya Shema. Last week we read the first. This week we read the second. And in the second parasha, the Torah warns us again, Hishamru Vachem Pen Yifta Levavchem, especially after the Achalta V'Savata. What could happen, that it could lead a person to forget Hashem, and then V'Sartem V'Avatem Elohim Acherim V'Hishtach Avisem Lohem. Another meaning of Akev, besides Ikvus of the Mashiach, Akev meaning the end of time, the end of the year, is literally footstep. V'hoya Akev Tishmon. We hear already the footsteps. We hear the footsteps of Mashiach. And the parasha ends off, Kol hamokim asher tidroich kaf raglechem. Wherever you will set foot, wherever the foot will step, anywhere that the foot steps on becomes yours. Eretz Yisrael will expand. Eretz Yisrael will go min hamidbar v'halavonayin in hanohar nahar pros v'ad hayom ha'achron yihya gevulcham. This is the first time the Torah ever uses the expression wherever your foot will step on, which seems to indicate that Eretz Yisrael could be anywhere. Anywhere you step becomes Eretz Yisrael. Kol hamokim asher tidroich kaf raglechem boi lochem yihya. And perhaps the connection to the beginning of the parasha, especially the way Rashi interprets Akev, the mitzvahs kalois sha'adam dosh ba'akeva. These are the mitzvahs that people disregard, and they step on them. In every generation, there were mitzvahs that people did not keep as they would other mitzvahs. They consider them insignificant, or averis that people considered unimportant, like, so what if you transgress those averas? So the pasuk says, oh, yeah, akev tishmon, that if you observe these mitzvahs, that people are callous, people are, that don't consider these mitzvahs important, there's a special reward for it over here. The mitzvahs that people step on. And the reward for that is that wherever you set foot, because you observe those mitzvahs that others step on, your reward is that wherever you step will be Eretz Yisrael. But the pasuk tells us that in the future, the Amdu Raglov Vayoim Hahu, Hashem is going to set foot on Har HaZeisim, as the pasuk says in Zechariah, which Rashi quotes in Devarim, where it says that we're not allowed to go into the boundary of Esav. The other pasuk says, Ad Midrach Kaf Rogel, you cannot walk into the boundary of Esav. Literally, it means even one single footstep. Until Mashiach comes, we cannot enter the boundary of Esav. And Mashiach rules in the time of Ekev, which is the time, Esav rules rather, in the time of Ekev, which is the time of now, prior to the coming of Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, Esav loses his power. That's why it says, V'yod lo yochezes ba'akev Esav. Yaakov grabs away the power from Esav at the time of Ekev, at the end of time, when the Ikvasid the Mashiach comes to an end and the Geula begins, Esav loses his power and we enter into his boundary. And that's what the pasuk means when it says Ad Midrach Kaf Regel, that when the time of Kaf Regel arrives, which is the time when Va'amdu Raglov Ba'yoyim Hahu, when Hashem sets his foot, Kaviyochel, doesn't mean literally, but when Hashem steps on Har HaZeisim, Va'amdu Raglov Ba'yoyim Hahu, when Hashem steps in at that moment, right prior to the arrival of Mashiach, when things are going to be very, very difficult during Melchamas Gog U'Magog, because the pasuk says, and then Hashem steps in and saves the day. That's the Kaf Regel. That's the Midrach Kaf Regel. That's what the Torah is referring to in Parashas Devarim, that when that happens, then you're allowed to enter the boundary of Esav. And here the Torah tells us, V'haya Ekev Tishmon. When will that happen? When will we be Zeicha to Ekev? When will we see Hashem's Ekev, so to speak? The Ba'amdu Raglov Bayoim Hahu, the Midrach Kaf Regel, when Ekev Tishmon, when we finish the job, when we keep to those mitzvahs that others perhaps don't, and every detail, Rashi in Tehillim says, when it says that David HaMelech said, Ve'etzorena Ekev. So he says, in all its details, till the last detail, till the heel, we observe mitzvahs with all the details. Nothing is insignificant. They use the mushal today. When you email, you can't say, so what if I left out a dot? If you left out the dot, it's not going to get there. If you left out the .com. So what's a one dot? What's important about a dot? Today we know that even a dot is important. Every detail is important. Or they use the muscle of an airplane. Would anyone say that because I don't know all the buttons in the cockpit, so perhaps a lot of them are probably insignificant or unimportant, or all the wires in an airplane. Every wire, every button, everything is important. It controls something. It makes sure that the plane stays afloat, which is very important in an airplane, that it stays above ground. And every detail counts. Every detail counts in a machine. Every detail counts in the computer. Every detail counts when it comes to observing mitzvahs. Well, you're Ekev Tishman, till the Ekev, till the end. Don't leave anything out. Every detail counts, even what you think is insignificant. Even the little small, nitty-gritty details that people think that perhaps are unnecessary or unimportant, that's what Hashem is perhaps waiting for. He's waiting for that. One little detail could be what's going to cause it all to happen. One prat. We don't know what that prat is. We don't know what it is. We live in a generation that any little thing that we do is worth much more than what they did in the previous generations. The Arizal said this already 500 years ago. Imagine what they would say today. The Arizal told this Talmidim 500 years ago that any little that we do now is worth more than all the work that was done in previous generations, because it's so much harder today. The Arizal said 500 years ago. What would he say today? To imagine the schar that a Jew gets, that a Jew will receive for all the avoda in today's times, for all the zahiris in today's times, as difficult as it is, especially in the Ekev of the year, in the Ekev of time, when it's very difficult, and it's the end of the summer, and it's vacation time, and when a Jew recognizes, yes, it's the Ekev, and this is when the Yetzirah has the power, Va'ata Teshuvenu Okev. And a Jew understands that this is the time, on the contrary, to prepare for Rosh Hashanah, Vehu Yagud Okev, to return to his roots. That brings about the Va'amdu Raglov Bayoim Hahu, ad midrach kaf regel, through the avoida of bittel, which ekev is kabolas oil. Ekev is the letters kabolas oil, which means to accept the yoke of the mitzvahs of Hashem. In fact, that's what v'hoyim shemaya is. V'hoyim shemaya tishmu is kabolas oil mitzvahs. The Mishnah says in Brachos that the second parasha of Kriyashma is kabolas oil mitzvahs. It's an oil. It's a yoke. It doesn't have to mean. It doesn't mean it's a necessarily a negative thing. It's an oil, meaning that it's something that the person has to realize and he has to do, even if it's difficult. The kabolas oil mitzvahs, oil Torah, oil malchus shemayim. Even when it's difficult, even when we're in the time of Akev. Now is the time to start getting ready for Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim meaning Yerushalayim. Just like we find last week in the Haftarah when it says Nachamu Nachamu two times. Nachamu Nachamu Ami. In our Haftarah this week, we also have two Nechamas. If you look at the last pasuk of the Haftarah where it says Ki Nicham Hashem Tzion, Nicham Kol Chorvay Seha, two times. Hashem will comfort Tzion, Nicham kol chor v'yseho, he will comfort all the ruins of Yerushalayim. Vayosem midbara ke'eden, ve'arvasa ke'gan Hashem. The midbar, the nachash sarav akrav, mentioned in this week's parasha, the golus, the arava, the empty area, the place, the desolate desert, the wilderness, will turn into a garden, will become Eden, as we say that Yam HaMelach will again be a garden, as it says, which was originally Sidoim, which it says about it, that it's ke'gan Hashem ke'eretz Mitzrayim, will return to its original beauty and even more beautiful in the time of the future. Sosain v'simcha yimotzeva taida v'koel zimmer. That's how the Haftarah ends. Each Haftarah gets more and more joyous as we get closer and closer to Rosh Hashanah. Although the common thought is always that Rosh Hashanah is a time and Chodesh El is a very serious time and it's not a time for joy and on that many don't make weddings in Chodesh Elul for that reason. By the Sfardim, by the Chassidim, on the contrary, Elul is Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li, the whole concept of marriage, Anila Doidi V'Doidi Li. In fact, there were some Rebbes that even though other months they did not allow their Chassidim to get married in the second half of the month, because it's brought down in Shulchan Aruch, when the moon is in the concealed stage, one should not get married. But not in Elul, or in Adar, those 2 months, Elul and Adar, they said the entire month is Simcha, till the very end. Elul especially, because all the psukim, all the haftarahs of the parashas that we read during this time are all about Sasein v'Simcha and Chasen v'Kala. Because that's what Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur really is. Yom Kippur is the Chasen, as we mentioned last week. Yom Kippur is the Yom Chasunasai, which the Mishnah ends off in Tainis concerning Chamisha Asavav, which is when it starts. The Chasen is Yom Kippur, the day that we receive the second Luchos, which the Torah elaborates about that in this week's Parsha, in Parshas Ekev, the Torah talks about how the first Luchos were broken, and Moshe Rabbeinu went up again. That's this time right now that we're in. After Chamisha Asa Ba'av, after Rosh Chodesh Elul especially, that's when Moshe Rabbeinu went up the third time to bring down the second Luchos with the hope that there's going to be a second chance. The Jews were being given a second chance. They're being reunited with Hashem again, and despite that they lost the first Luchos, they're being given the second Luchos. And Hashem is willing to take us back. And that's the attitude that we have to have during this time, even though it's after Tisha B'Av, we still have not yet been Zeicha to the Geula. But now's the time to rise again. And now is the time to heed to all the messages of these parashiyos, beginning with Ekev, that a person has to be humble, Ekev Anova Yiras Hashem, so that he can get closer to Yerushalayim. And that's what brings us spiritually to Yerushalayim. That's, of course, what's going to bring us literally, physically to Yerushalayim. Especially when we see what's going on in the outside world. When we see all the signs, the Malchiyos Mizgaroi Zubizu, different countries suddenly instigating and teasing each other and this one saying that you better get out of this part of the world and this one saying you don't tell me what to do. Whenever you see Malchus Mizgaroi Zu Bazu, especially a country that we thought had been humbled, but I think that Anova is not one of their character traits, and they're still trying in the last moments of Golus to rise again, which is exactly what's supposed to happen. We know that at the end of time all the powers of evil are unleashed. They're trying to give their last gasp. They're trying to still show that they're alive. You know, we thought that the Russians were dead, and they wanted to show that they're still alive. They're starting to conquer again. people are worried. Does that mean the Cold War is starting again? But a Yid has to look at it differently. A Yid has to look at it that Malchus Edom is giving its last gasp before the final demise. And that's what's happening here. Malchus Mizgarei Zu Bezu, as the Medrash says, when that happens, Tzapei L'Raglei Shel Mashiach, which the coming year, Tavshin Samach Tes, is a Moitzoi Shviyas. The Gemara says, the Moitzoi Shviyas Ben David Ba, it shouldn't be taken lightly. Because the next time there'll be a Moitzoi Shviyas is in 7 years from now. And this coming Moitzoi Shviyas comes in at the heel, there's the Akev of Tavshin Samach Ches, of such a great year that we had this year. So certainly these 2 years together, Tavshin Samach Ches, Tavshin Samach Tes, are definitely very, very misugul for Geula, very misugul for great things to happen. And we should be zeicher during these last moments of Ikvus of the Mashiach to see the revelation of the Akev of Mashiach himself, Mashiach's footsteps. And as the pasuk ends off, Nicham Hashem Tziyah, Nicham Kol Chorvayseha, Ayosem Midbara Ke'eden, Ve'arvasa Ke'gan Hashem, Vayisyatzev Ish B'fneichem, we end off here, no one will stand in your way, Pachtechem U'moirachem, Yiten Hashem Elokechem Alpnei Kol Ha'aretz. Hashem will instill fear in all the nations. The nations will be afraid of us. Because if we're afraid of Hashem, if we have true Yirah, then there's nothing to be afraid of. If we're afraid of Hashem, we don't have to be afraid of the nations. If anything, they're going to be afraid of us. Kasha Dibar Lechem, like Hashem promised, is going to be, and which is, of course, what's going to be. May we be zeichet to that this year, Mirtz Hashem, and this Rosh Hashanah, here the Shofar Gadol, the Kabbah Shofar Gadol, the Chayruseinu, and be zeichet to the Mekabetz Nitchei Amo Yisrael, and all of us be, have a Ksiv Rachim Mekhoiva, the Shana Tehva and the Sukkah.
For those of you who do catch up online with this class, and if you access it through Torah Media Atlanta, you should be aware that Yisrael Killian, who runs Torah Media Atlanta, reached out because donations to that site are down. For those of you who do take advantage of it, I would suggest making a donation online when you do use it so that he can continue that site.